We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, joining us till noon. It's been a rare treat here in studio. So look at the AFC. We've been doing that. Well, we do it every single day, virtually. And who, because what the Steelers do is obviously going to be, they could finish 10-6 and not make it. They could finish 8-8 and make it. Who are going to be the two wild cards, Ray, in the AFC?
It's really interesting. Ron mentioned that the Raiders, kind of screwed things up for the Steelers by beating the Chargers last night. I think a lot of people were hoping the Chargers could pull that one out. You got the Colts. You got the Bills. I think a lot of people think the Bills might falter here.
What do you think about the Bills?
I haven't seen enough of them. I wasn't a big fan of Josh Allen last year, Joe, but he's a guy who just, he makes a few plays here and there, some with his arms, some with his legs. I think he's been okay. If you ask me, I think the Colts and the Raiders have the best shot, but Steelers and Bills, I think they'll be right there too.
The Raiders, the Steelers really needed them to lose last night. The Chargers already had five losses. The Steelers have the tiebreaker against them.
Right.
I'm looking at the Raiders' schedule the rest of the way, and Joe figured it out. He had them going 8-8. I have them going like 10-6, maybe 11-5. The only team I see on there that can beat them for sure, I would think, is at Kansas City.
Right.
And then give them another loss. They're still 10-6. I don't know that the Steelers get to 10-6.
And that game against the Chargers will be in L.A., but, it's probably going to be a lot of Raiders fans. I mean, they used to be in L.A., and they'll be in Vegas in a year. So, yeah, that wasn't a good turn of events for the Steelers. But, Ron, when you start,
you can't worry about other people. You got yourself into this spot.
And this is the spot. I mean, they knew they were going to be digging themselves out all season when they started 1-4. So it's almost good that they have blinders on,
Percent chance, I asked Ed Bouchette this the other day, percent chance Bud Dupree is a Steeler next season?
I think it's really small, but, as he continues to play at this level, I think talk of the transition tag or the franchise tag could become more realistic for Kevin Colbert and Art Rooney to consider. My whole deal with that is, Joe, you got TJ Watt you have to pay. You want to sign him to a second deal. You got Minka Fitzpatrick down the road you want to pay. You got Juju you want to pay. All these guys are going to be top five at their position. I just question, can you have a guy like Bud Dupree eating up that much payroll too? I'm not saying if he continues to play this way, he'll be deserving of that contract by someone. I just don't know if the Steelers can fit him into their budget.
Why is he so much better this year? Is it just the contract year? Is he healthy? Has he finally figured some things out?
I would like to think it's not the fact that it's a contract year. I guess we'll find that out down the road here. A lot of people have brought this up, the fact that Keith Butler maybe is coaching him now, just a different voice. I mean, we had Joey was here for, 3-4 years, sort of during the formative years of Bud's career, and it didn't click for him. And I'm not saying Joey was a bad coach and that Keith has all the answers, but sometimes – just that different voice, a guy who has seen it all in the NFL, both as a player and a coach. Maybe he's helped him out too. I also think having TJ Watt opposite you, having Cam Hayward next to you, those are good things too. And I think all those guys help him.
We have Chris Hoken every Thursday at 11, and he said exactly that. He gives Butler a lot of credit.
Did he?
For being a hands-on coach now with those outside guys.
I mean, he's coached all the great ones, hasn't he? He coached James Harrison. He coached Lamar Woodley when Lamar Woodley was at the top of his game. James Ferrier on the inside. And, Keith Butler used to coach all the linebackers. Now he just has to worry about coaching the outside guys.
You just mentioned Woodley. They gave him a big contract, and he got fat, literally.
Right.
And it turned out to be a bad contract. Would you worry at all about giving Bud Dupree a big contract?
Bud is, 26? I mean, you say a big contract. I think 4 years.
He's making 9.2 now.
Right. I mean, but he's looking for that big contract. what I would pay Bud if I'm the Steelers, you know, I would try to get him for like 4 years, $42 million, something like that. Something where you're not breaking the bank, but something where you could have him be in his prime, 27, 28, 29 years old. I'm a little bit skittish about the fact that this is only his only big-time productive year, but, I mean, you can't deny it. The guy's having a great year through the first eight games.
Better candidate for a long-term deal with the Steelers, Juju or James Conner, because they're both going to be coming up at the same time?
Even though Juju's had a down year, I'm still going to say Juju. I mean, as long as Ben is the quarterback, this team's going to be built around the passing game. You know, a lot of questions about it. Is Juju that A1, number one type of a guy? Jury may still be out. I tend to think so, but jury still might be out based on who's playing quarterback right now. I just think with James, you know, he's had some injury issues.
He's had a lot of injury issues.
Yeah,
right?
And it's just,
I mean, how and his style almost begs for injuries. I mean,
and I'm not indicting James Conner as a player. I'm just saying you can also go out and get a running back much cheaper than you can go out and get a number one receiver. So I would much rather pay Juju whatever it is, $13, $14 million a year, and have him be Ben's number one target.
I don't know that you get him for that, but yeah. If he wants to be paid like the big boys, it's going to be more like 18.
Okay, but coming off the year he's having, I mean, the numbers aren't there this year.
Well, why wouldn't Juju wait then? What I mean?
He might.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know.
I'm just saying.
Next summer is the year that you have to get this done next summer with Juju.
You mentioned running backs. Did you buy at all the speculation that they called about Le'Veon Bell? I don't, other than the fact that maybe they called up and said, hey, if you're giving them away, we'll listen.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine they'd call and say, let's see how we get them back here.
I mean, Le'Veon is the one who broke the news. He said it on a podcast with other players. Adam Schefter didn't come back with that until 3 days later. Usually the big national guys sort of, you know, hear from the agents before that. So I'm with you. If it happened at all, what happened, hey, we'll take him for a seventh-round pick or whatever. But I don't
think – And you pick up a lot of the money.
Exactly. And I don't think those conversations, if there were any, ever got serious.
So with Juju, why do you think it has to happen next summer? He's still signed for next year. If I'm him, I'm not signing
this
offseason.
But I'm saying if you're the Steelers, they always sign you before your contract.
Sure, if you're the Steelers, you seek it this summer. But if I'm Juju, I'm saying no way am I signing off that year. I'll wait for Ben.
Coming off this year, I mean, it's going to be interesting. If the Steelers come at him with an offer like they made to Mike Wallace, where they made him a very fair offer, Mike Wallace thought he was worth more, they went and signed Antonio Brown to a big second contract.
Right.
Now you got Deontay Johnson. I don't think we think Deontay Johnson is Antonio Brown yet. But at the very least, you have someone who could step into that role potentially. I mean, we're talking way down the road. Steelers want Juju Smith-Schuster. He's a great player. But coming off the year, I don't know that he's having now. I don't know if he's going to command Julio Jones or DeAndre Hopkins.
He won't coming off this year.
Money.
Yeah,
so,
he won't for sure.
But I get Joe's point. Why not wait until Ben? You see what Ben does with you next year.
And you bet on yourself like Bud bet on himself. Right?
Why is Ryan Switzer on this team? What's his function?
I think Ben likes him both as a person and as a player. And he threw to him last year. He was sort of Ben's security blanket. Also, if you want to talk about this year, he doesn't fumble the ball. He catches the ball. If you watch Deontay Johnson during warmups in Heinz Field, Joe, he's not very consistent catching punts. So I think he's on the team right now because he can catch punts. He's your kickoff returner. Not very productive, but that's why. I mean, I don't think if Ben wasn't this team's quarterback, I don't know if Ryan would be on this team, but Ben's your quarterback, and he loves the guy. He thinks he's a very good slot receiver.
But he's not on the team now, so. Yeah. We're running out of time. Do you give him any chance? Who do you like on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I give him a chance. I've been picking against the Steelers a lot here. I think the Rams are good. I think Jalen Ramsey's going to make a difference. I just think it's going to be like a 23-17 type of game. I just don't trust the Steelers offense to score that many points.
Ray, we really appreciate
Thank
you joining
you
us.
Very kindly.
Very nice
in.
Of
Thanks
you,
Thanks for
actually.
Having me, guys.
Yeah,
very
here
kindly.
For a whole hour. We'll see you on Sunday at the Ball Yard, huh?
Sounds good.
There he goes, Ray Fittipaldi. You can read his stuff. Got a great story up today His exclusively about the relationship between Mason Rudolph and Zach Robinson, the Rams quarterbacks coach, both Oklahoma State grads, and Zach Robinson, something of a tutor for Mason, even in the pros. They talk to each other weekly, but I think Ray's story said, Mason said, I'm blocking my phone this week. He doesn't want to get any bad advice, Ron, this week. Intentionally bad advice.
Maybe Zach will say to him, throw it towards Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, throw it toward that guy.
You got to go right at him.
We got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about Ron's column today on team leaders in that locker room. I want to talk about the league at the halfway point,
and
MVP.
And 12:45 at the Villa, the latest in the Al Villanueva story.
Yes, that at 12:45. It's coming up on Cook and Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.